Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Copy Talks, where on usual days, three gentlemen share insights and analysis of the current Premier League and what it means to the game we love, Fantasy Premier League. Usually we are three, but today we are two. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual, and with me, we have the number four ranked UCL Fantasy Premier League
in Singapore.
Position right now in Singapore, top one or 2K in the world. Right, the big man himself, the UCL, the Fantasy Competition League specialist. Big it up for Luqman.
Hi, I'm Luqman, the sensible one. I appreciate the bigging up of my UCL Fantasy.
Gotta hype you up, man.
Thanks a lot. So, Arsenal just lost. Thanks to Galeno.
Why you going straight into that.
Yeah, we are talking about UCL, right?
So yeah. I thought you gonna sack in. Like, how's your team doing and all this?
I was going there. So Arsenal lost. Galeno's late goal is kind of good for my rank because I think I don't own any Arsenal defense, and I think Saka blank is fine because everyone owns him. So yeah, I think my rank will probably go up from what you mentioned. But yeah, I think in our mini league, right, I think Darren is the closest to me. I think.
How many points are you at now?
Haven't updated, but as of yesterday, I think 466 is Darren. I'm 510. So that's the gap.
40 points.
So if anyone catch me, I will give a price. TBC, what the price will be. If you
guys, Luqman says he's going to be like a $1 million price. That's how confident he is of winning these bragging rights.
Bragging rights, yeah. But yeah, Darren, try your best, Darren. Shall we spare thoughts on ABK for a bit?
Okay, I want to ask you, right? Okay, ABK went to watch the match at Porto.
Let's
he bought the Porto home stands.
Yeah, so he celebrated.
And then this was quite a last minute goal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm asking you, right? Like, if you are in the stands, right? Like, okay, let's say it was Liverpool United game. That's too big of a game. Let's say, like a Champions League game, like Liverpool playing Porto, that's the same situation, right? And you are live in the in the opposite end, right? And then like after the goal, the guy stands up and hug you, right? Beside you, what would you do?
I will hug him back, then I'll push him away. You push him away, bro.
like a aggressive, happy kind of action.
Honestly, I won't feel down, because it's only the first leg, right? That's always the home game. So honestly, it's fine, but. Yeah, they are not knocked out, right? But yeah, if that happens to me, I will have to hug him back. There's no way
no
around
choice,
it. No way around it, bro. Can't wait to hear his experience next week. He'll be joining us. Yeah.
The game is over, right?
The game is over. But yeah, let's start the pod. But before that, housekeeping, just remember to follow us on all our socials, rate us, and do all that jazz.
Yes, guys. I know you're listening to this on Spotify, so don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And give us a 5-star rating. There's also a couple of you guys who, we're a Fantasy Premier League podcast, and then we split this podcast into two parts. Once you listen to this part, if you have some time, don't forget to listen to part one as well. All right, so our listenership on part one is a bit lower, but we'll see how we do to improve that. So if any feedback on that one, let us know. All right. Also, if you haven't, do join our Telegram group where we're running our FPL Price League. You know what, Luqman?
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to today's pod, man. Without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 110, Blanked Out. Let's get into it.
Boss, kopi o satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks.
It's Freddie Youngberg again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Sorry, I was watching the Galeno's goal, the Porto's goal. It was a bit of a worldie. Then I was looking at the crowd. Whether I can see ABK. But anyway, let's dive straight into it, bro. Let's start straight away. I want to start with Kenny's question. Basically, he's asking what's our plans for our transfer plans and our chip plan, essentially. So
So that's back to our strategy corner. We're done with the double game week. I think we're done. Most of us have triple captain on that one.
Yep.
Game week 26 will be the blank week.
Blank game week.
And then 29 potentially another blank game week.
Yep.
And then what else do we have in store, Mr. Strategy?
Okay, so there's a double 28. So the double is not over yet, of course. So there's a double 20. We already know it's Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yeah.
And Luton.
I'm getting Sulang K in.
Yeah, you are. And we'll be talking about whether we should bring in more than Sulang K. We'll talk about it later, I guess.
I play with four strikers that game.
Because anyway, you captain him, right? Yeah, like captain him then for lah, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can take back your triple captain cheat right now, okay, but you didn't triple captain Haaland. But if you ask me, right, if you can take back your triple captain now and do it on Sulang K, I will do it. I think he will score more than 10 points. But anyway, double in 34 and 37. That's the two main game weeks. There'll be a smaller double in the future too. But let's not talk about so far here. Let's talk about the right now. So I want to ask you, bro. Yeah, so just 29. Yeah, 29, 28, 29. So that's the short term one, right? What are you doing? So you're free hitting 29?
Potentially, yes. Free hitting 29. And wild then card? Dead end to 33. Wild card in 34.
No, double is 34. Eh?
Yeah, so I'm going to wild card before the double.
Okay.
With 37 in mind as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that.
That's not. Okay, so basically 34 and 37, right? The doubling team will be different.
Correct. So the strategy will be like with that in mind.
Wait, so you're free hitting? Oh no.
29 wild card in 33 potentially.
And then bench boost.
And then with 30 and then bench boost on 37.
Okay. No. But the teams in 34 and 37 will be different. So you should wild card in 35 instead, because the teams in 34 were not double. The doubling teams will be different.
Okay. Then my question to you next is. Is it worth to keep the free hit for the double or for the blank?
Okay, 34. So I think it's really team dependent. But honestly, if you can don't use your free in 29, I wouldn't use it. If you can make free transfers, I think Kenny is thinking of doing that. And then wildcarding in 30. And then bench boosting in 37. And then free hitting in 34. I think that is a...
More prime strategy.
No, not say prime. Team dependent. I'll say that's a good strategy too, which I'm not doing. Yeah.
Why I feel that is workable for me as well is because I think 29.
Do you have enough players?
I probably don't have enough players, right? Okay. But I think my point will be very similar to 26 as well. Like we can get by, and 29. I think a lot of teams will be blanking. And again, the potential loss from not free hitting in 29 can be gained from the potential gains in free hitting in the double game.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I agree with you. So you really, okay, let's say 29, right? You do your free transfers. If you only can get 9 players, right? I think it's good enough. You don't have to take hits to get 11. Yeah, I think 9, right, maybe 10. I think 9 minimum. If you have 9 good players that will play in 29, I wouldn't use a free hit. And also, if you look at the fixtures, right? As I mentioned, it's not as explosive. That's why I think it's fine not to free hit. But for me, right, why free hit 29 is also a good thing, right, is the bench boost 37, because I'm wildcarding in 35. So I will get a much better bench boost team than those wildcarding in 30, because I'm basically got the optimal bench boost.
Optimal team. Yeah, correct.
And I kind of made my bench boost draft in 37 using Plan IPL. And really, if the projected features are there, right, there will be a lot of good options, man. Like, you have Adingra, cheap option. You have Garnacho, you have Palmer, you have Neto. Then you have, your Newcastle. I haven't talked about Gordon. So, you have a lot of cheap options. Like, you have your Ednuri, your Diego Dalo, Gusto. So, you have a lot of cheap options in 37. And I made my draft in 37, right? My wildcard draft in 35. I really like my bench boost in 37. I think, so,
that's why... This is why Lokman is our Mr. Strategy, We come into game week 26, is plan 11 game weeks ahead into game week
27. I plan my 2 free transfers in 38 or so, actually, but yeah, let's not go there yet. But that's why when people asking me, should I bench boost in 28? And I'm thinking, oh man, I really like my draft in 37 for my bench boost. But these are all projected fixtures. I mean, hopefully if it lands that way, right, I think there'll be a lot of good cheap options. And yeah, I really like the 37. I think, even if you walk out in 30, right, I think there's enough options to bench boost in 37, using free transfers. I think it's still doable, because you can free in 34, right? So you can ignore 34, and then you still have a lot of free transfers to play around with.
So if there's anything that we take out of this week's strategy corner, is that my itch to wildcard in 27 Has died down a little bit. I think in the Telegram group, if you follow, I think after Salah's performance, I wanted to get him into the team badly. Hey,
but if he banks in the Carling, in the Carabao?
Yeah, but right now, I really need a lot of transfers to fit him in. And then I think we're looking at Saka's form. I think Saka would probably be the man to give way to Salah in my team. So I'm still okay.
Who's Saka?
Saka, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or Diaz? Lucho.
Yeah, Lucho, Saka, these are the two players lah. So I mean, I won't be able to, because of how expensive Salah is, right? I have to make some adjustments, and I not quite convinced now that he'll outscore Saka lah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he'll probably outscore Saka, but whether or not it's worth.
No, but World Cup, you don't have to go with Lucho. You can go with Saka and Salah.
I think it'll be quite challenging. If you're looking, keeping.
Okay, but anyway, if your team is not in good shape, right? I wouldn't mind a World Cup 27, and then. Then you can plan for 20, because by 27, right, before 27, you will know the blanks. So you can plan for 29, maybe you can plan for a free hit. Then even like bench boost 28 also is a viable option. Like free hit 27, bench boost 28, free hit 29.
I think for me right now, the last couple of game weeks, I've took some hits. So I think I took free hit last week, free hit this week, and I kind of feel settled with my defense. Yeah, that's true, I think that's pretty decent. Yeah.
Okay.
So I made my bet. I don't want to like wild card and then waste out the free hit points.
You still not confirm whether you're free hitting in 29?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But right now I'm leaning towards not free hitting.
Not free hitting. Okay, for me it's maybe 90% free hitting. 29. Day and 34. That's like 90%. I mean, if there's a lot of upsets in the FA Cup, then maybe I'll change my mind. But right now is the plan. So Kenny is asking, right, which Wolves or Villa defenders case. So basically, if you are free hitting, you are buying Wolves asset. Because they have Sheffield this game week. So it's basically Huang over or Neto lah. So where do you stand on that, bro? You own Neto.
But so okay, if you ask me objectively, Huang over Neto, of course Huang over Neto, because Huang plays in attack.
Yeah.
But he's listed as a midfielder.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning
so
towards Huang also.
So that's where he ages Neto. But if you ask me from eye test itself, I think Neto is more involved, and Huang seems a bit off from the Asian Cup.
I'll go for Huang. I think more goal threat possible. I think there's a debate whether he's on penalties. I think they say Sarabia is on penalties, but Sarabia is not nailed, so if he's not there, he will take penalties also. So I'm leaning towards Huang over Neto, but Neto is a good pick.
What about defense? Any defensive options there?
Okay, I think I'll just go Kevin? Ryan at Nuria. I think
for his attacking returns.
Yeah, so basically his returns are not there, but if you look at his like average position, bro, he's basically a left winger. He's basically like a Moreno lah. Just that he hasn't been returning, but and in terms of nailedness wise, I think he started every game. I don't know, for the past 5 games or something. I think he missed one because he's injured. But I think he's relatively nailed. I think Semedo is more nailed, but not as attacking lah. I think he's still a right wing back, but not as attacking. But the safer one is Kilman. But defensive assets are also good. Yeah, I can choose one. But I would prefer Ryan Onuri. How about you?
Yeah, I think I'm quite impartial on this one. But
safer.
I think if safety. I were to go for any, it's Kilman. Probably an attacking an attacking defender. And I think Onuri ticks the box. But if you're looking for more
safer
option, I think Kilman. Is there and about.
So the same should be on the Villa. So those looking for Villa defenders, if they are not using their free hit, they will buy Villa players now. So we talk about Bailey versus Douglas Lewis in part one. Now we talk about the defender. So I think Pau Torres or Moreno is the debate. Where do you stand?
Pau Torres or Moreno?
Same as Anuri and Kilman, I feel.
Yeah, but I'm planning to bring in an Aston Villa defender, but I think at 5.1 million, Alex Moreno is a bit on the pricier end.
Yep.
You get what I mean? Because I'm looking to replace Kabore or Kwehi, and then it's still an upgrade. I think from like 4.3, 4.4 to 5.1 is quite a big jump.
So power.
So I probably go
4.6.
Now my question is, Cash has been playing the last game, right? Cash played the last game.
Yes.
Should I go Cash ahead of Pau, or you think he's still rotation risk?
I think you look at I think Konsa should be back soon. I think if Konsa is injured long, you have to double check on Konsa. I think he's the main guy, he's the main threat to Cash's right back position. So if he's out long term, then maybe Cash. But I think
Konsa will only be back at the end of February, so at the start of March.
Yeah, that's soon.
So he's definitely out the next game. But yeah, Pau is a safer bet,
yeah,
right?
Because Cash, when Konsa comes back, in game week 27 is March already. So you need him more, right? Long term, right? So I think Pau is a safer one. But I do get the enticing, because I do have Moreno, right? But Cash is 4.6 too. That's why I'm thinking.
Exactly. But I don't know. Cash has been disappointing the last time I brought him in. So I'm still scarred by that.
Well, this is really,
and I think it's good to consider Villa defense as well. They got pretty decent lineups all the way up to game week 30.
They are good. Forest, Luton,
Tottenham, West Ham, Wolves. I think pretty. I'm planning to bring in.
Cash. Villa. Yeah. I think Pau is a safer option. I think I'll go for.
Yeah,
Pau,
probably bring in Pau lah. Pau Torres.
He looked good too. Apparently, I didn't watch. I think on Twitter, I think he looked a different level lah. I think he's ball playing and all. I think he had bonus points if they keep a clean sheet. So yeah, I think Pau is a good option. So. Move on to next question. Why Zach? I think he's first time asking. I can't feel a full team for this game week. With bench all injured, and if I use my one free transfer, I will still have one player not playing. Should I just use my free hit chip? So, yeah, definitely don't use. I think if you have...
I think it's pretty decent.
What do you think?
I mean, decent blanking. You don't have to have a free hit.
One
player not playing is okay.
Yeah, I think you can even take a hit and fill 11. Hit is basically a discount, 50% discount, because the guy is not playing, right? So it's only a minus 2. If you look at it that way, I don't mind even taking a hit to fill 11. Especially if that transfer is like for an injured player, like Jota, or someone like you buying in someone for the future, so for like 29, for example. So yeah.
I think to touch on that point as well, I think I'm in a similar conundrum. I've got a free hit, and I've got 9 players now. Because Lucho and Darwin is not playing this game week, and then I got Palmer and Carbori on the bench who's not playing as well. So, I'm looking at taking a hit lah.
To fill 11.
So, to fill 11, and also to clean up like the bench options. You get what I mean?
Okay, what's your...
Because I have... right now, I'm thinking of keeping Palmer, and then Carbori and Guehi for...
Yeah, wait. Definitely keep Palmer if you ever don't sell him. If you need to sell him, just play with 10 men this week. I think Palmer is a definite keep.
My defense lah. So Carbori and Guehi for potentially Pau and Wolves defender Kilman or someone.
Okay, can. So you're keeping the Liverpool boys for Forest away and City
I'm
home.
Them in,
For
now.
If Guehi is fit.
Guehi, I don't know when he's gonna be fit, man.
Yeah, like I say if he's fit lah for Burnley at home. Is it worth a hit though? If it's fit, maybe not.
So what's the take? Good point on the Liverpool boys fixture, City and everyone, but they got
Forest away is fine though. I think you might keep them for Forest away.
Yeah.
And then Man City, then maybe you can sell one or both.
But should I deal with them early? You get what I mean? Like since
yeah, the problem because I think you should because if you buy
29 as well, you see, not 29 as well. So it's a Forest City horizon.
You know why I will now? Because you see, you're selling Carbori and Guehi, right? Pau and Ryan and Nuri, for example. You don't really need them, right? They'll be your bench the next game week.
Correct. So yeah.
So like they're not as explosive. Like let's say you do Darwin to Solanke now or Luis Diaz to who else? Who's the Odegaard? Who will you sell Luis Diaz for?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it.
Odegaard, I think Dougie, Odegaard maybe. Depending on your strategy, you're not concrete on your free hit. That will narrow down.
Correct. So that's something that... just purely from that perspective.
But I would do Darwin
to move out from Liverpool asset this week.
I would do Darwin to Solanke because that saves you a transfer in 20.
Yeah, correct. That's where I'm leaning more towards actually.
Yeah. And 27, Solanke has Burnley away also. So like you have 27 and a double also. So you have good. And I know he plays City lah, which is okay. At least he doesn't get minus points for goals considered lah. So that you get at least 2 points, which is a minus 2 essentially lah. So yeah, Darwin to Solanke to save your transfer down the road will be what I would do lah, even for hit. Then maybe sell Kabori and keep Guihi. And just sell Kabori and Darwin.
And then you think the Solanke will at least get a 2 point against City?
He will get 2 points unless he get yellow card.
Yeah, what but okay. I mean, okay. Hear me out. Would it be better?
Okay.
To just do a transfer, okay, without a hit, and then like guarantee the zero.
Yeah. True.
Or because this, I'm just looking from a 26 point of view. Because the free hit, I need to get the points in for this week. Right. I don't need to save that transfer anyway because it's a hit. It's not like a double game.
True. Transfer. But I was thinking of that too for my team. But the thing is, in 27 and 28, I can do other transfers, you see. So I just do the transfer but
it's
now.
Independent, right? Because it's a free hit.
Wait, you're talking about free hit? What do you mean? The chip?
Not free hit. It's still a hit. It's still a hit.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking of just doing Jota to Saka, right, for my team. And then, like, just play with 10 men. But I was thinking I'll just do the Darwin and Solanke now. And then in 28, right, I can do other luxury transfers.
But
the minus 2 now. Because the hit is essentially minus 2, right? Do you agree with that?
Why minus 2?
Because it's a minus 4. Darwin, you get 0. Solanke, you get 2. So you for not playing and playing, so you minus 4.
I could take a minus 4 on someone else who might return.
For Darwin, who will you buy, though? That's why I say you save a transfer, so that's the important thing.
Okay.
You save a transfer in 28, you're buying him in, right? 100% you're buying him in. So you're saving a transfer, essentially. And you have Burnley away in 27. You have another good fixture. At least, 2 points now, which is fine. Then you got Burnley away. I think Darwin has Forest away in 27, which is also a good fixture. But that's why I was thinking of keeping Darwin for Forest away. But I'm thinking just get the hit now, and then maybe in 28, I'll get 2 free transfers. And then I can make other moves. Don't free it, bro. Why is that? And then Josh also asking the same question. Can't feel a full team with bench or injured. With one free transfer, I will still have one player not playing. So same answer.
Don't use a free hit.
K is asking thoughts on bench boost 28. I think I was looking at this, right? I wouldn't mind, to be honest. If you're sitting nicely on a bench boost. That's what I was telling you, right? Wildcard 27, bench boost 28. If you want to get rid of it, I would consider. But as I said, right, in 37, I made a draft and the bench looks good. Okay, just a preview. So my bench, right, is Neto, Adingra, Ednuri, and Gusto. That's my bench. And they have all doubles. So basically, I get 15 doublers in 37. So I think the 37 double... I know that the caveat is the players, the team might not have nothing to play for. I understand those caveats. But the appeal is still there.
Double.
Yeah.
I mean, you just reminded me. I recall who I would have changed DS for.
Who?
Adingra.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fixture. And then I think I'd rather go there now. And then...
let me see.
Because Adingra, Brighton is playing Everton at home. So, okay, Everton is a tough defence to break, but I think Adingra's form, and then looking at the longer-term horizon, they're playing Fulham, Nottingham Forest before seeing City in game week 29. So then, I think that's a better point risk management over
then you can
for Solanke.
Then you just pay Palmer every game week, right?
Yeah.
And no benching headaches. Adingra will be a bench after this, which
Adingra
is fine.
I think Adingra or Palmer is...
I think Palmer will have to play every game. He look good, penalties and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think Adingra first bench is fine. He's 5 million only. It's pretty cheap. So I wouldn't mind that.
And then I get some points to navigate. Maybe some not
by points. You mean money? Yeah.
Some money. Yeah.
To spread around. I like it. So Diaz to Adingra, then Kabore to Pau.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Next question, Alvin. Thanks for asking. For those who already have KDB, should we keep or sell? If keep. Is he worth the rotation risk? If sell, which premium players are good to navigate the upcoming blank game weeks and double game weeks? So if he's out this game week, right? Like in 26 when you need him, that's harsh. But he has a hamstring injury, and if he's ruled out, right?
Yeah,
then it's tough for who to sell, because you can't buy Sun now, which is the obvious answer, I feel, if you are not free hitting in 29. Because Sun also blanks.
Saka is first choice.
Somebody's asking Jota replacements too. I forgot to who else. I forgot. Yeah, but Jota, let's go there later. So let's answer this question first. I think if he's out now, right, you just downgrade him to
Saka.
Yeah, and I assuming
or someone.
Yeah, like maybe your Huang versus Neto.
Yeah.
Huang, or Neto, like Dagi versus Billy. Adingra, Odegaard, yeah. Those are the options.
And then save those points for Salah coming back.
What you call cash points, bro? What game you play?
Save your money for. I mean it's not real money now, so that's why I don't see money. But yeah, save your money for.
Yeah.
Save your money for what you call it? Potential Salah return.
Yeah. So Josh is asking Jota replacement. So I think we mentioned it earlier. So it depends on your. Let's say you are planning not to free hit, then you get your Aston Villa. If you are planning to free hit, you can get your Wolves, or Odegaard, or Adingra lah. Yeah, those are the options. But I will go for Wolves or Villa lah.
Neto.
I go
Huang.
For okay. Yeah.
Okay, Neto, so at the end of the day, I think to summarize the situation now, we have injury concerns and on quite premium players like KDB and Jota, relatively premium lah. And I think there's no direct replacement at those price points for the strategy that we're looking at in the next 3 game weeks.
Yeah.
So probably what we can do now as FPL managers is to save the money in the bank, and go for a cheaper option to tide through this period. And then the options that we listed out is Huang, Neto and Adingra in midfield.
Yeah. If you're not planning to free hit, right, let's say you are using free transfers of 29, right, then just get Aston Villa now. Just go Dagi or Billy, because they play in 29 for now. So yeah, those will be the players. If you are free hitting, then you got more options. So that's the pros and cons. You got more options if you're free hitting. But right now, right, if you're planning to use your free transfers, I wouldn't go. It doesn't make sense to go Wolves, because they will play in 29, right? So just go with Dagi or Billy. So yeah, depends on your. If you're.
Adingra
playing in 29. Yeah,
he blanks in 29.
Yeah, he probably blanks. Like the chances are. But then Adingra versus Huang, I'll still go for Huang. Because Huang got Sheffield this game week. I'll bang the fixture. I'll go Wolves over Adingra.
Okay.
Good call. Right, Sheffield, right? Sheffield home is, I mean, that's 4-5-0. Neto.
Okay, now my question to you, should I double up on Neto Huang?
No.
Or Neto Adingra?
No, just go Adingra. They're not that good, right?
The
Wolves are not that good. You could hit and miss. So I'll definitely go for Adingra. Just go for Adingra. Yeah. Russell is asking best defender options for those free hitting. So as I said, if you're free hitting, right, you have more options. So I'm thinking if you don't want Arsenal, that's the obvious one. If you want to double on Arsenal, also maybe decent option. Other than that, Wolves are Wolves. Anori. And also one more I would say is Bournemouth defense, Senesi, because. But it's not ideal lah. They play City this game week lah. So I guess not Senesi lah. I guess Wolves lah. Because Senesi doubles in 28. That's why I'm thinking him of an option lah. What do you think? Defender options.
I think
Arsenal
lah. Arsenal. If you haven't have any Arsenal players, then get in your Gabriel lah. Otherwise your Wolves
free hitting. Yeah, Wolves. Yeah. Inoria. Or Kilman. Ednuri or Kilman, it depends on your risk appetite.
But okay, I would go for Ednuri for more potential attacking
returns. Yeah. Okay.
But he hasn't shown much, right?
That's the thing. His output is not there, but if you look at his like average positions and like his underlying, it's okay lah. It's okay. It's not elite. But it's, for his price, I think he's worth the risk. And he's on corners too, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else you want to touch on? I want to talk about Bournemouth, but I think we just keep it for before 28.
Yeah. I think right now, I think a lot of the focus will be navigating 26.
Yeah, off the menu, quick update. Still one more game week to go, right?
Yeah, I haven't followed up. How much have you? Do you check on the points?
My Vardyol not playing role. I don't care.
Yeah, Vardyol is out. Bivoy is also almost low-key out.
No, he should have scored. He's been playing. But yeah, I think you and Neto, right? Neto and Bailey. I think it's close.
Yeah, Neto. Neto, I think Neto each. He got another 5 points this week.
Yeah.
Seven points, I think. Yeah.
Let's move on to teams quickly. We can wrap it up below 30. So I'll go with my team first. I have 10. I have 9 players now. 1 free transfer. So my team is Areola, Moreno, Estupinan, Ake, Saka, Gordon, Salah, Foden, McAtee, Captain, Haaland, and Watkins. Sorry, I made my transfer already. Jota to Salah yesterday. Because of the Jota is dropping and Saka is rising, but they didn't lah. But I'm hoping. I'm hoping Saka is not injured this morning. That's the big risk that I was willing to take. Because there's a -2 swing. In the end, both didn't rise or fall. So it's stupid. But anyway, this is my team. 10 players with my transfer made already. So I'm thinking of doing Darwin to Solanke for hit to fill 11. So the reason
Darwin
is...
Darwin to Solanke.
Yeah, for hit. So as I said just now, right, if I do now, then in 27, I will roll. Then 28, I can have 2 free transfers. So one of the cons for not wildcarding in 30, a lot of people will wildcard in 30, right, after they run through, is because from 30, right, Chelsea, Spurs, I think particularly have good fixtures. So the wildcarders will have a match on me. So what I can do to negate that, right, is have 2 free transfers of 28, and then like kind of bring the Chelsea and Spurs SS in to kind of combat the wildcarders in 30 lah, before I use my free in 29. So that is my plan, to roll in 27. And 28, I have 2 luxury transfers because I already have Solanke. Yeah, do you get what I say? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. So you're rolling
27. Then 2 luxury transfers to prepare from 30 onwards to kind of negate the wildcarders lah. So to like, you know what I mean? To kind of fight, because I'm not going to walk out in 30. And the wildcarders in 30 have an advantage over me, which I hope to negate with my 2 free transfers in 28. By bringing in Chelsea and Spurs. Those 2 teams particularly have good run of fixtures from 30. Yeah, that's all. That's my plan.
Okay, sounds like a good plan.
Let's go. Your team.
Okay, so Arriola in goal. Ake, Gabriel, Trippier. Right now where my team is set up, I've only got 9 players to be available for 26. Like mentioned earlier, I'm in a bit of a pickle right now lah. So your call to bring in Solanke for a hit is actually at the back of my head right now because of the fixtures lah. And I think that I save a transfer, and also if I bring in Adingra for DS, right? I mean, okay, that's the other thing. What will happen is that Adingra doesn't play in 29 as well. So which means that I probably have to bring in
Dagi.
Solanke.
Then bring in Dagi.
Now I'm talking about Solanke lah, like the Solanke versus Adingra option.
Okay.
So if I don't bring in Solanke this week, I probably have to bring him in game week
27 or 28
but 27 looks more tasty.
Yeah, but Darwin plays Forest away though. If he's fit, I don't think he'll sell
correct.
Him.
So, I mean, like the upside is that Burnley play.
Let's not just do it now. I don't think you'll sell him in 20. I don't think you'll sell Darwin in 27 if he's fit, because Forest away.
Correct.
So just to get him now and.
Yeah, but I'm gonna lose Darwin anyway. Yeah, and then then the other pickle is that I won't have any Liverpool assets lah.
For Forest away. Yeah, I guess so. Which is fine. I think everyone's selling their Liverpool assets.
Correct. So right now, I think where I'm leaning right now is to take a hit on
Lucho too. Oh, you're keeping Lucho.
I probably keep Lucho. And then
Darwin to
Solanke.
Cabore to Pau Torres. Okay.
Alright, bro. Let me ask you this. Should I do DS Darwin for Adingra Nunes? Adingra and Solanke.
Yeah, I think I will be leaning towards that.
And then defensive options.
But that means you're probably free eating in 29.
Yeah, but then that means I have to probably free hit in 29. That's right.
It's just fine. Yeah, I think I'll go there. Adingra is in good form. Everton at home, could haul. And then your Guihi will come on for Ake, bro. Ake won't play. man, Ake. Tough. I think I'll definitely take a hit. I think Darwin Solanke should be one of them. Confirm, right? I think it's either Cabore to Pau.
Okay lah, let's do it this way. I'll definitely not do DS and Darwin because I need to fix my defensive bench.
Okay.
So that's something that I will do definitely.
So Cabore
to Pau or Kilman or.
Actually, if you go Cabore to Pau, then you are still flexible enough that you might not need to free hit in 29 because Pau plays in 29.
Yeah.
And Solanke doesn't play in 29, but you still need Solanke in 28 anyway. So it keeps your.
Yeah. See my options a little.
You can still free hit even if you buy power. You can still do free hit, but then again, you can don't free hit lah. Depending on the fixtures.
Keep my options a little open. So I'll probably do that. Yeah. So I'll do Cabore to Pau, And then or another defense, yeah, Pau or Kilman.
Okay. Or Lavira.
Yeah, and then Darwin to
captain. Solanke. Darwin to Solanke. Who's the captain?
Oof. Probably.
Mike or Haaland. I think
Haaland.
Yeah.
To Bournemouth.
Watkins home
but,
to Forest.
But Saka home to Newcastle.
Yeah, that is good. I like that. Newcastle, as Watkins. I said, I've been roasting them 2 weeks in a row for their XGC. So Saka at home is also fair. But then again, they just played this morning.
They just played this morning. So that's the other one.
Okay. Quick word on
safe
the
one. Safe one should be still Haaland.
Yeah, just go for the safe one. I think.
But since I'm on a run of like bucking rope, the trend, right?
Rogue captaincy. I don't mind.
I don't mind Saka. Watkins, actually.
Huh? Oh, not Saka.
Saka is because of the midweek.
Oh, yeah. And Watkins is fine. Bro.
Watkins.
Neto, bro. Home to Sheffield. Guarantee minimum assist.
That one is
two rogue.
Not yeah, two rogue lah. But I mean like Watkins, Watkins I think better option.
Okay, I think let's talk 2 minutes about the Carabao final, your predictions and your thoughts. Where do you start, bro?
Yeah lah, easy lah.
Bro, later ABK snip this part out for the next podcast.
Huh?
Later ABK snip out this part.
I didn't say easy win or easy lose or what. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be
full strength.
We have Salah and Darwin back lah.
I think if we have them, we definitely win lah.
And I think Pochettino is not proven in important cup
times.
Yeah,
Champions League final. Champions League final, right?
Yeah, Spurs. Champions League final. Spurs was poor. Didn't do much with PSG as well. So, I mean, like you take away the French Cup. Other than that, yeah.
Did he win the league one?
I don't know, man. He probably have to lah, unless you're Tuchel lah.
Yeah, I think
Tuchel won with PSG, bro. But you can do it with Bayern.
Yeah, true. He still might. You never know. Okay, let's wrap it up. I think hopefully I want it to be an easy win. 11 PM, right? I want the game to end at like before 1 hour. I don't want an extra time. I want to sleep really because next day I'm working. So I don't want the penalty nonsense like 2 years ago. I want an easy 2-0. That's my
prediction. Honestly, looking at how Chelsea played against City as
they
well,
were good, eh?
They were really decent. I think it would go into extra times, to be really honest.
I think they will say When they say City, Chelsea defended well, that one I disagree lah, because they still consider a lot of chances. But in attack, their counter attack, like Nicola Jackson actually exploited a lot of Sterling and Palmer. So I'm more worried about their attack lah. I think defense, we will get our chances lah. We just need to score and we'll be fine lah. And
yeah.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Sorry, I forgot about the mini league. Let's just do a quick one lah. Okay. Because you know why not? Because our friend Kenny is third.
Yosh.
Monster lah, bro. 102 points. He brought in Virgil. Man, Trent to Virgil, Poro to Ake. So he did buy Ake, but yeah, he TC'd Haaland also. But he had Watkins, Solanke, and Saka. So yeah, actually one thing to note, right? Watkins, Solanke, Saka, they're all single game week in a double game week, right? Let's say you free hit in 34, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you free hit in the doublers, then you will leave out some single week players, right? So you might go the other way, no? Like single, like this week, right? Single game week, bang, right? And then you can, like, it's risky, lah. It's more explosive to free in 34, but it could be risky also, lah, because the single game week could bang and then you could lose out. So it's safer to free in 29 because you know for sure you'll get more points, lah. Yeah. So that's one thing to take note, like that. Like this game week, all the singlers, all the good singlers bang. So anyway, yeah, I digress. So congrats, Kenny. He's 3.7K in the world, 102 points. Good job, bro.
Awesome, man. Awesome stats. Keep it up. Keep it going.
He's 19 points away from Lemon, who got 100 points. Just and of course, first place, another monster week by our friend Ben from Ireland, USS McAllister. So he just did one free transfer, Trent to Virgil. So he went into game week, right, with Virgil and Lucho. So he shaved that. He got lucky with Jota and Darwin because he didn't have them and they got injured. So he got 120 points. He TC'd Haaland. His OR right now is 1-4-14.
Crazy.
So, steps. Yeah. So, he got Walker, he got Virgil, he got Saka, he got Watkins, he got Sanke. He's basically got a full team of returners. So yeah, well done, Ben. And also, to add on, just a reminder, we give out a Premier League jersey of choice to the season winner of our league. You may find the league code at the Telegram channel where we administer our league and interact with the community.
Yep, we appreciate all of your support. Do give us any feedback if you have. And also show us some love with a like, subscribe and share on all of our socials. You can find FPL Copy Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube and X. Links are embedded in the description below.
Thank you, bro, for waking up again.
No worries, man. Waking up for Liverpool game as well.
Yeah.
Gonna regret it later, but...
Yeah, same.
It's a good start to the day.
Yeah, we are FPL Copy Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Copy Talks. Right here. Right now.